any of you have a pet?
Oh, good.
I have a pet, too. I have a pet cat.
Two white dogs, Toby and Baby.
Really? Isn't that fun? You know, I saw a picture of a little dog. When we have pets, we enjoy our pets much more if the pet is trained to behave properly. When they're young, that's when the training starts, because that's when they learn the fastest. I saw a picture of a person that had 11 little puppies. They were about this big, little puppies. They were all white, too, just like your little dog. And those little puppies were running around because they were so excited. Their food was coming. They were bumping into each other and just pushing on each other. But the owner, do you know what he did? He stood still. He held the food up high. And he just stood there. And those puppies looked at him like, what are you doing? And he said, sit. Sit. And he didn't give them that food until all 11 puppies sat perfectly still and didn't wiggle. Then he quickly threw the food into the dish and they scrambled after it. He was training them. Do you know that people need to be trained too? Little children need to be trained. But do you know what? Grown-ups need to be trained also. Jesus had a disciple named James. James had been with Jesus for 3.5 years, and he learned a lot about people because Jesus had trained James. James wrote a little book. It's in the Bible, and he wrote, and do you know what he wrote about in that book? He wrote about our tongue. Our tongue? In the Bible? Oh, yes. This is what he said. The tongue is a little member. It's not very big, is it? Even though it's small, it can do a lot of damage. People cannot tame their tongue. With our tongue, we can bless God, and with the same tongue, we can curse people that are made in the image of God. Out of the same mouth comes blessing and cursing. Then James says, my brothers, these things should not be. If you are wise, talk gently and kindly without being angry. Then there won't be any fighting and hurt feelings. And there will be peace in the heart and in the home. So what our words can make peace in the home. So when mommy and daddy or your teacher says, can you repeat that please? And say it kindly. They are trying to teach what the Bible says in the book of James so that there'll be peace and happiness in your life. So we want to remember to say words that are kind, but you know, we need Jesus to help us. So let's pray and ask Jesus to help us. Heavenly Father, please help us to remember to speak kindly to each other so there won't be any hurt feelings among us. Thank you for giving us the book of James to teach us how to talk to each other. And please bless us today. Amen. Now you can go quietly.